So inflation 7.2%. Food prices went up way more than that in the past year, just short of 11 in the last set of figures. One of the two big chains, Countdown, is hoping some of the heat will come out of that in the next few months. Seasonal factors and seasonal produce in particular, chance that prices will shift a little lower. Bridget Corson is merchandise manager at the Rival Group, the foodstuffs North Island chain, and she's with us this morning. Good morning.
Kia ora, Tim.
What are you hearing today? I'm very well, thank you. What are you hearing now from suppliers? Are prices going to start falling or at least steady off?
I think they're going to steady off and ease. It's been a really tough time for the growers, and we still saw a lot of rain at the beginning of January. But lines like lettuce that are growing pretty quickly with a bit of heat on them at this time of year have really filled in supply now. So, you're seeing reasonable prices for those starting to come in. And you've also got things like melons, fabulous seasonal lines like those. So those are, kind of about $10 a melon now in stores. So those prices that you start the season with have really come down, and people are getting into them.
And that's the stuff we start the shop with as well. So, when we go into the store and we see all the fruit and veggies laid out and we look at the prices, maybe that gives us a false idea of how much everything's been going up. Do we focus too much on seasonal stuff?
Oh, look, I think seasonality is the key to both eating well and getting good value. And so naturally in summer, when the weather's better, you're going to get more in-season produce, and those prices are going to ease. So I think that's the key to eating well, is eating in season.
What about other parts of the store, Bridget? I'm big on the Isle of Value, the canned foods, the cleaning stuff. Have prices levelled off there?
Look, I'm probably not the best person to talk to about that. I specialise in produce and meat. But produce itself, as the summer has gone on, as the weather's got better, supply certainly improved. And we have had lines such as cherries, for example. I mean, all that sunshine and great weather in central Otago, I don't know if you've had one of our cherries lately from our stores, but they're just absolutely fabulous eating. And the value in stores are amazing.
Is the government's review of the sector driving prices lower?
Produce always responds to supply, and that's how pricing works in produce. So if you've got great supply and plentiful supply, then prices will go down. If you don't, prices will go up. And so what we see coming into play at the moment is you get more what we call market flushes, and those market flushes mean plentiful supply and the price goes down. And it might only go down for a few days. Where we've had planting gaps, for example, for our growers because of rain or poor weather, there might be a gap. An example of that, something like sweet corn, where, for 3 or 4 days, there might not be any sweet corn around, and then all of it comes in where that planting gap's been overlaid, and then the price reduces.
All right.
When you're in store looking for a great deal, look for those flushes, and they'll generally be at the front of the store, front and centre, at great value.
So my shop this week, will it be cheaper than last week or more expensive, bottom line?
It's what you buy, Tim. It entirely depends on what you buy. Things like lettuces and those salad ingredients are good value. Melons are fantastic value. Cherries are still hanging in there. We're coming to end of season. Things like beans are also a really nice product coming in. And we had very few imported beans last year. So they're fabulous eating at the moment as well.
Thanks very much indeed, Bridget Corson, with Foodstuffs North Island.